Let's get right to the news out of Washington. House Speaker John Boehner's surprise resignation announcement has House Republicans scrambling today. Boehner announced that he will resign from leadership and from Congress at the end of October. The announcement came one day after Boehner, a devout Catholic, greeted Pope Francis in a historic joint meeting of Congress.
Just yesterday, we witnessed the awesome sight of Pope Francis addressing the greatest legislative body in the world. And I hope that we will all heed his call to live by the golden rule. But last night, I started thinking about this. And this morning, I woke up and I said my prayers, as I always do. And I decided, today's the day I'm going to do this. As simple as that.
Now, already people are reading the tea leaves about what this means for Washington and even the 2016 presidential race. Rick Klein is ABC's political director. Rick, welcome back.
It's great to be with you.
Boehner said he did his prayers this morning and woke up. It was as simple as that to make this decision. Could the timing have come down to something as so simple?
For Speaker Boehner, yes. The answer is yes. Getting Pope Francis to the Capitol was a lifelong, career-long dream, something his mother talked about some 20 years ago before he was even House Speaker. And you could see in his face the emotion with which the moment struck him. And I think when you add to that, knowing the Pope's message of service and sacrifice, knowing the battles that Speaker Boehner has been through, the battles he still has ahead, his desire to move on to another phase of his life, it all added up to a moment that just might have been as simple and as easy as he described it to be, even though his implications for Washington are vast.
But this had been brewing for a while. There was pressure on Boehner and his leadership coming from the right. Here's Senator Ted Cruz speaking today at the Values Voter Summit in Washington.
You want to know how much each of you terrify Washington? Yesterday, John Boehner was Speaker of the House. Y'all come to town and somehow that changes.
Rick, clearly there were members of the Republican Party who wanted Boehner gone. What does his departure now mean for Republican leadership?
One of the great ironies of the Boehner era is that the same forces that boosted him to power, that gave Republicans the majority and made him speaker, were the forces that hounded him out of office. He was never able to overcome their skepticism, even their anger. And the fact that Republicans would cheer his ouster today more than Democrats is a statement about that. But what he leaves behind is a leadership vacuum, because there is no one that has been able to do much with this majority, and no one has been able to do it better than John Boehner, to bridge the competing and warring factions, not all of whom have a similar vision for governing. That's gone now, and it comes at a time on Capitol Hill where you have a government funding deadline next week. You'll have a debt ceiling fight in a few weeks' time, and of course, the looming 2016 race overhanging all of it.
Well, the Tea Party caucus got what it's wanted. Now, Boehner has said that his number two, Kevin McCarthy from California, would be a good replacement. Wisconsin's Paul Ryan has said he's not interested. But now that a new speaker needs to be selected, what role will the Tea Party caucus have in making that happen?
The Tea Party is the dog that caught the car. Now what do you do? And the fact that they're going to be charged in some way with selecting this new speaker and the new leadership team will be a critical moment for them in their maturation. I think it's likely that Kevin McCarthy, who is not a particular Tea Party favorite, who has better relationships, though, than Speaker Boehner, retains the top spot. And as Boehner's choice, he does ascend into the speakership. But he's going to have a tough time managing. And there almost certainly will be a quote-unquote Tea Party candidate who challenges McCarthy for the speakership. There'll be looking for influence elsewhere in the leadership team as well. But I think this is a moment where the Tea Party has to look itself in the mirror a little bit and say, where do we go now? Because we know we've got a year and a half left of the Obama administration. We have this White House fight. And what does leadership mean?
All right, let's hear from President Obama, who spoke about Boehner's resignation today.
I do think that Speaker Boehner sometimes had a tough position because there were members in his caucus who saw compromise of any sort as weakness or betrayal.
So Obama and Boehner over the years have had a very complicated relationship, and now we're looking at a president in his final months in office and a brand new speaker. Would any Republican speaker do better in their relationship with President Obama?
I think not. I think President Obama and Speaker Boehner were almost from different planets, politically, ideologically, geographically, but they got each other. They understood what made each other tick. And I think there was a mutual respect. And I think a feeling on the Democratic side of almost feeling bad for Speaker Boehner because of the hand that he was dealt. He didn't give them what they wanted on the Democratic side, but they know that he was dealing with a lot of competing elements inside his party. And it was a difficult fight for him constantly. So I do think President Obama is sad to see him go in a way.
Rick Klein from ABC News, thanks very much for speaking to us about the news that House Speaker John Boehner is resigning at the end of October.
Thank you.